Any objection? Seeing and hearing none, we have the orders of the day. And we'll rise. I've asked Ms. Helen Woodings to lead us in the pledge, and then I'm going to ask us to remain standing for a moment of silence for our Port Commission Chair John Riggs, and also for Brianna Moore, Butch Moore's daughter, that was tragically lost last week. So please lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Good reminder that we're all temporary. I had glasses here somewhere. So we start straight off with the consent agenda. Madam Clerk, would you read in everything but AM 14106?
I will. AM 14074, authorizing the manager to enter into an agreement with Fire Protection Services with the City of Palmer for the contract period of July 1st, 2014 to June 30th, 2015, in the amount of $331,053. AM 14093, acceptance of late filed and retroactive senior citizen and disabled veteran exemption applications. AM 14100, awarded bid number 14153B to Northern Asphalt Construction Incorporated in the contract amount of $1,333,286 for 2014 roads paving. AM 14101, awarded bid number 14163B to Ancor Inc. in the amount of $287,560 for Cell 2A closure grading project. AM 14103, awarded bid number 15006B, West Little Sioux River Road Upgrade Project. AM 14107, authorization to amend the utility agreement with NSTAR Natural Gas in an amount not to exceed $207,420 for work associated with the gas line relocation within the Vine Road Upgrade Project in the vicinity of Vine Road and Lucille Creek. AM 14108, approval of contract amendment to Dow HKM in the amount of $232,701 for the Bogard Road Extension East Project for Phase 2 design services from the intersection of 49th State Street to West Trunk Road. Resolution 1456, a resolution approving the amended scope of work and budget for project number 25046, Central Landfill Scale Replacement, to include additional funding from Compactor Unit Project Number 25040, Truck Bed Sander Project Number 25048, and Backhoe Project 25048. Resolution Serial 14057, a resolution approving the financial responsibility for the MV Susitna for July, August, and September 2014.
Very good. Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I move to divide the question.
It was divided.
Well.
You want another one?
Well, consistent with prior action as on the consent agenda, I move to poll an item, but now that the question's been read into the record, I'd like to divide it.
Okay.
Item 10, resolution serial number 14-057.
Is there objection? Hearing none, we have before us the remainder, which is items 1 through 5 and 7 through 9. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Thank you. That takes care of most of the consent agenda. Brings us to the divided question, which is resolution 14057. Madam
Correct.
Clerk?
It's already moved and on the floor, Mr. Mayor. He divided the question, so the main motion
okay.
is there.
Okay. Please move it, Mr.
Mayor, I move resolution serial number 14-057. Simply such that I can vote no. My record's clear. I'm tired of paying for the ferry.
Oh, okay. We'll discharge it to you then. Are we ready for the question? Okay. Put it on the board. There has been objection.
Assemblymember Sykes.
This is on 14057.
Yes, it is.
I vote yes.
Mr. Mayor, it passes with Assemblymember Arvin opposed.
Thank you. Now, Madam Clerk, 14016.
Authorization to amend contract number 14119B with QAP in an amount not to exceed $100,000 Vine Road upgrade for work associated with gas line relocation and the culvert replacement at Vine Road and Lucille Creek.
Thank you. Mr. Salmon, do you want to move that?
Mr. Mayor, I move AM number 14-106.
Okay, Mr. Arvin.
Yeah, QAP is a client of mine, so I'm asking to be recused.
Okay. Could you ask them not to run their vibrators at night?
That's not the kind of consulting that I give them.
Oh, it isn't. Okay. Well,
okay.
I'm getting phone calls from people that don't like don't like their houses shaking around in the middle of the night. Okay. Is there any further...
Mr. Mayor, point of parliamentary procedure?
Your point?
Do we have enough affirmative votes to pass this with Assemblymember Arvin recused?
If you vote yes.
Okay.
So...
Thank you.
That is... there's four here with Assemblymember Sykes, so there's no problem there. Is there any objection to this? Seeing and hearing none, it does pass. And if Mr. Arvin will come back, we then move to introductions. Madam Clerk.
Introduction for public hearing on August 5th, ordinance serial number 14095, ordinance 14096 with accompanying resolution 14058, ordinance 14097 with accompanying resolution 14059.
Thank you. Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I move to introduce the legislation as read into the record by the clerk and set the public hearings for August 5, 2014.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, that passes by unanimous consent. Brings us to audience participation. We do have several signed up here, so Miss Natasha Pope, followed by Kenny Anderson. State your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Natasha Pope is my name. Hello, and thank you, Mayor and Assembly members. My name is Natasha Pope. My husband and I have owned our property in the Meadow Lakes area for over 15 years. And we have resided there within our principal residence for nearly 14. We have moved to the Meadow Lakes area to enjoy its beauty, its tranquil country setting, along with many rural conveniences not previously afforded in our prior residence in the Anchorage municipality. There was no B&E back then, no Jake brakes, no loud beeping noises or heavy equipment running from dawn to dusk, sometimes even beyond. No smell of debris or burning. No concerns of what are they doing or why this was happening. For over 5 years, our neighbors have stressed and tried to work with the owners. And on multiple occasions, individual members have contacted the borough, DEC, EPA, and all else, which we were referred, each party handing it off, telling us we need to talk to the other. Assemblymen, the neighbors in the immediate area of B&E are very concerned with how this has been handled. We want you to know the situation. Our area has developed a lot in the last 15 years, even more so if you speak to members residing there much longer. For the most part, you find like-minded, hardworking community members who take pride in the property they own in the Meadow Lakes area. There are well over 100 single-family residents in the half-mile vicinity of B&E. Even taking a conservative position, there are $120,000 to greater than $400,000 value homes. The total combined property value definitely exceeds over $20 million. Most likely it's far greater than this. We do not want B&E's gravel slash dump to continue. We do not have value within our area for their service. It will not benefit us. Furthermore, even more so, we are very concerned with B&E's ability to manage such compliantly. B&E has continually demonstrated total disregard for its neighbors, as well as the jurisdiction that oversees it. It has disregarded rules and requirements. We have little faith in the owners or their intent. Bringing this to compliant levels cannot include looking over the public and other private landowners. We are all property owners here, and we are organizing to continue this for the long run. The borough and its staff cannot disregard the many years' worth of complaints and concerns we have brought forth. Economic development comes in many forms. We cannot afford a slum-like neighborhood next to B&E. We don't want to drink their sheetrock water. We don't want this for our families. Please help us.
Thank you. Kenny, followed by Michelle Anderson. Or something like that.
Hello, my name is Kenny Anderson. I'm also a concerned property owner in the Benchview Estates neighborhood. Been there 30 plus years. My concerns are the water table being shallow. Most of the wells in the area, mine's 56 feet, I think it is. So concerns over the water table, property values. When I first heard of this gravel pit, and they send you that conditional use permit with comments, I put my comments down there, what I thought should be done since there was so many gravel pits in the area already. Of course, they all fell on deaf ears. I even wrote Senator Huggins. I wrote to the DEC. As a matter of fact, I called the DEC. Person there told me they were compliant and that everything that they were filling or putting in there as fill was clean. Well, if they'd have done their job back then and they'd have checked, there was no permits, or the gravel pit permit had expired at that time. So nobody did their job to follow through to make sure paperwork was in order. So that's frustrating to, you know, I mean, that means anybody can pretty much do what they want, and that's what this zoning unrestricted title that they put on this property allows them to pretty much do what they want with their land the way they please. And if they're found in violation, what do they get? A little slap on the hand, don't do this again, and okay, let's get this all in order and let's get the, you know, fees paid up now and you're on your merry way. Well, I don't agree with that anymore. I think it's wrong that it's fell through all the cracks along the years. It's never been, I don't know, whose job at compliance or who oversees compliance to make sure that this stuff is being done properly. It's very frustrating. I have a neighbor at the end of the cul-de-sac who borders this dump slash gravel pit. We communicate all the time, and he's fed up to the point where he's moving. His property is for sale, and he's forced to leave. He's even told me that he was threatened by somebody at B&E. So I don't know if this is why he's leaving or what, but those are concerns that I have for not only my subdivision, but the other neighboring subdivisions around the area now that, you know, how long is this going to continue to go on, and is it going to be allowed to happen again in another community? We have to do something in this borough to restrict, or, you know, I mean, I moved into my subdivision 30 years ago, and I got one car a day came down Pittman Road back then. It's, you know, progress has grown. I mean, the whole valley has exploded. We have to do something on this zoning thing. I mean, the unrestricted covenants is what I bought into when I bought my piece of property, that I was being protected by certain covenants in that area. So I knew my property was kind of protected. Well, why next door then are they allowed to not have, I mean, it's just unreal. You go down in the States.
Yeah, you need to wrap it up, sir. Okay. 3 minutes.
Well, I just want to make one more comment. Down in the States, when they're done with a gravel pit, the developer is mandated to turn that into a recreational community park or something for the neighborhood, and I think that should be taken into consideration. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, that's why there are permits on these things, and it's all part of the process.
The permits weren't taken care of. They haven't been permitted to have gravel since 2009 out there.
We are learning that. Ms. Michelle is next, followed by Patricia Fisher.
Hi, my name is Nicolette Anderson, and I'm a resident of the area that resides next to the gravel pit slash dump. This has been something that's concerning us neighbors for years now. And like we said in the past, we've tried to bring it up to attention, and it's fallen on deaf ears. A couple weeks ago, I wrote an article, and I posted it online. And I got tremendous feedback from people in the neighborhood and residents around me. And then it was posted to another news group who, and then Anchorage Daily News wrote an article on it. So now it's getting a little more of attention. And, you know, it's really frustrating to be a homeowner in that area and to watch this happen to us when, you know, it's detrimental to us. You know, we've lived there for a very long time. And, you know, not only are we concerned with the possible damages to our water wells, but there's damages with all those trucks and vehicles in and out of that place with disregard with other vehicles on the road. I mean, I got rock chips in my windshield, and I don't follow behind any of those semi-trucks now that come out of there. And then the damages that have been done to the road to the intersection of Pittman and Church Road. If you go and look yourselves, you can see where the trucks are damaging the road and the pavement is breaking away. You know, that's going to cost the city and state a lot of money to fix that intersection. And then they get this other grant, or they get this other approval to bring all that other dirt out there. I totally believe that, you know, I know and I understand that this valley is growing and we need gravel and we need this stuff to progress. I don't really oppose the gravel pit, but I do oppose the dump site. I understand, you know, the values of what this valley is doing, and we're growing, we're getting bigger. My concern is that they were operating this long, and you can't claim ignorance. Oh, we didn't know our permits expired. I'm sorry, any honest businessman in this valley knows what permits they have, you know, if they're in compliance or not. And for someone to operate like that and try to fly under the radar is someone who's operating a shady business and doesn't file for any permits for a dump, period. You don't file for permits for a dump unless you're trying to hide something. I've spoken with several people. Another person who owns a gravel pit, who has drivers that have dealt with B&E over the years, and she's trying to see if they're willing to testify, to testify about what they have seen done there, about garbage being dumped on top of water and buried. And that's concerning for our homeowners who drink that water, and my son, myself. So please do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Patricia.
Hello, my name is Patricia Fisher, and I'm a resident of Meadow Lakes, and I'm here to speak about the B&E gravel pit on Pittman Road. The people here have been complaining to the borough for a number of years, and nothing has been done. Now it seems that the pit has been operating without a gravel permit for at least 4 years. During the last 2 weeks, the borough has had wonderful publicity in Anchorage Daily News, Frontiersman, talk radio, social media, about its failure to enforce its regulations. I spoke to my granddaughter tonight, telling her, 19 years old, telling her where I was going. She says, oh yeah, I heard about that. People are upset. 19 years old. Who knew she knew about it? Even so, the borough seems to be set on giving B&E an administrative permit without any review or hearings. To quote Alex Strawn, Permits Department, the pit generally seems to meet borough specifications, and he expects to approve it this next week. And that is from the ADN on June 28th. Such an action without review is a slap in the face to those valley businesses who follow all the rules. And it is outright ignoring the residents who have complained about this pit. I believe that B&E should be required to go through all the steps necessary for a conditional permit, which requires review and approval by the borough's planning commission, is subject to public notice, public comments, community council review, borough staff review, and public hearing before any planning commission decision. It establishes a very bad precedent to give a free pass to a company that has so blatantly violated borough regulations. If you are so worried about Mockin Road project, which has been said, I suggest that there are any number of other gravel companies who have permits that would be eager to supply the gravel. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else?
Bert Cottle, City of Wasilla, Mayor, Assembly members. Just a reminder of July 4th being this Friday in a parade. Parade starts at 11 a.m. I just checked before I came over tonight. We have just over 85 entries. They figure we're just over 1,000 walkers, and they figure 5,000 to 7,000 spectators. Following the parade at 11 a.m. will be the mayor's picnic in the park, and that's from 1 to 3 p.m. And then the fireworks is Friday night at 11:45. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll be there. Anybody else? Seeing and hearing none, we'll close public comments. It brings us to staff comments. Mr. Spropoulos.
Mr. Mayor, members of the Assembly, so at the last meeting, the Assembly approved a ballot question to go on the ballot for this fall regarding senior disabled tax exemption to approve an optional exemption up to $68,000 above the mandatory $150,000. And that question was amended on the floor with some intent language to say that it would be adjusted annually. As a result of that, I'm in process of revising the ballot language in the ordinance, and would be probably talking with a sponsor, that is Assemblymember Arvin, to move to amend something previously adopted at the next meeting, which will be the first meeting in August. And the reason is because what you're trying to do is create a floating exemption, and the language needs to change kind of significantly. Under state law, voters need to approve an exemption, and I think the state law contemplates an amount get picked and the voters approved it. And really what the Assembly is saying is, well, the amount of the exemption will basically change every year. And so the structure of the question needs to change. I've already spoken with Assemblymember Arvin on this. I wanted to give everybody the heads up that to move forward to the ballot, it really should come back before you and be amended such that it is unusual to have a floating exemption, but we're trying to make that work the best we can. So I just want to mention that this is going to be coming back. So if anybody has any specific questions about that, feel free to give me a holler.
Yeah, our tax bill changes every year. But go ahead.
That's based upon the mill rate that the Assembly sets and the assessed value. In state law, actually, there is a provision for a floating exemption rate regarding the residential real property tax exemption. And the state legislature spelled out exactly how that rate floats based on CPI. So I'm trying to use that as kind of a model to figure out. Of course, that has to be balanced against a clear and unambiguous ballot question, which is the bigger hurdle here. So,
okay. Thank you. Madam Clerk, no comments. Mr. Manager?
Yes. John Riggs's memorial service is tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Wasilla Bible Church.
Thank you. We'll start online. Mr. Sykes, comments.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I too would like to pass on my condolences to the family and friends of John Riggs and Brianna Moore. I think we heard tonight some testimony about B&E, and I know that the administrative permit is in process, but we did, as I recall, discuss at the last meeting whether or not there were other contractors that can fulfill the needs of the bidder for the Mockin Road project, and I would hope that close scrutiny be given to the application when there may be other, as it was pointed out by somebody testifying tonight, there may be others who are capable of supplying the needed gravel. The other thing I'd like to say is I hope that everybody has a good time on Independence Day weekend, and I wish you all the best, and hopefully there will be some good weather.
Yeah, and while you're listening, in the future I would recommend that people that are online not not say the pledge because you were bombing us out down here and you were on your own pace. So it'd be better.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess we should make that clear. If I didn't say the pledge, I'm sure someone would attack me for not saying it.
Yeah, well, you can say it. Just mute the microphone next time.
Okay.
Okay. Assemblymember Solomon.
No comment, sir.
Assemblymember Colligan. And have you got a time for Ms. Moore's service?
No, number one, I wanted to thank you, Mayor, for taking the opportunity to take a time out for both John Riggs and in support of his wife. I know John from a standing member in the sportsman's community, and both he and his wife are just very, very close. And I don't know of a couple that does more stuff together as a unified couple in our community. And it's just really sad to with his passing, and I appreciate taking a moment for that. And as a father of young girls, my heart really goes out to Butch Moore, and just really, really sad that those things happen in our community. But with the situation of her passing and the like, I assume that there's other things going on and the funeral may be delayed for a while, but it's just a warning to all of us, and you put it succinctly that we're all here temporarily, and I appreciate that. I too wanted to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. I intend to have a quiet weekend at home and stay off the roads, even though I'd love to be up in Mr. Halter's district and have fun and the like. But I just hope everybody has a safe weekend. And regarding the B&E operation, I was not shocked, but taken aback a little bit to learn about the extending kind of situation with their permits and the like. And I'm glad that we took the action that we did, that we directed the manager to follow the process. There's two different permits. There's a gravel extraction and there's the dumping, and those are two completely separate processes. And I don't think we ought to, sure, I think we need to keep an eye on it and do the right thing and follow the process. And I appreciate you looking after that. Thank you.
Assemblymember Halter.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, to you Meadow Lakes folks, I'm Vern Halter, District 7. There is a meeting up at Meadow Lakes Community Center July 7th. I imagine you're all aware of that. Tim Sweezy has did a lot of work on putting some of the information together in a timeline and things like that. And, you know, this is one of these ones where, you know, you kind of, the integrity of a business operator kind of is called into question to me, you know. I don't think he even had a simple business license until he applied for one just a couple weeks ago with the borough. You know, I'm just a dog musher, but I've got four business licenses. And I don't know. It just, I'm not in favor of an admin permit being granted to this man because it's just flat wrong. And, you know, I'm a little disappointed. It's Carcella, you know, having an independent contractor at this level with those size of road projects, not even having business permit or permitting things like that too. They've got this project and then we got them on Bogart and stuff like that. I know they're, don't get me wrong, they're good, but I wish we had some way of looking at these independent contractors a little bit better. And I drove down there at 7 o'clock this morning because I had a call that said they were operating again, but they were actually pushing berms up, you know, to I guess probably meet some sort of standard with the permitting process rather than like hauling gravel in and out of there. And I drove down there again the other day. So this is, I'm just flat not for an admin permit being granted on a short term by a staff. I agree. I think they probably should go through the CUP permitting process. And I don't think it's right that you pick up junk or garbage and then you get a permit later to have a garbage dump. It's just, that's backwards too to me. And so it's kind of a mess, and I know I kind of feel sorry for you folks, but I guess we'll get through it.
Mr. Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My heart goes out to Cheryl Riggs. Her and her husband John are my constituents, but they were also my neighbors and good friends, and so that was just a shock to hear that news tonight. I and we'll be praying for the family. I wanted to thank everybody who came to testify tonight from Meadow Lakes. Operations that can negatively impact our water table are a concern of mine, and I thank you for bringing that to the forefront and keeping it on our thoughts, and I hope that the process will move forward where we can protect the water table and ensure that safety for the neighbors there in that area and all over the borough. It's making me reconsider a little bit some of the things that we heard last time and our comments around here with regards to the business supporting the Mockin Road. I think that there's got to be other businesses that could support that project as well. And I hope that we might look at that and consider that. And I'd like to wish everybody a happy 4th of July.
Thank you. Mr. Arvin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So regarding the gravel pit and the dump, they are two distinct issues. They're going through separate administrative processes, as you know. But this body has given the administration clear direction to follow code, to make sure that what they are doing follows the rule of law today in the borough. So there's been some comments that this particular operation is getting some kind of a pass, or that the process is being expedited because Mockin Road is a borough project, and that's not happening, just to let you know that. Regarding John Riggs and Cheryl, I'm still in shock. I had a chance to have lunch. I've known John for years, working with the Port Commission, and for probably 20 years or more, I've known him. And I just sat down with them a couple days before he had a heart attack, and I was pretty shocked to hear that. My thoughts and prayers go out to Cheryl and their family. Likewise, Mr. Moore, Butch's daughter. That's just a tragedy and kind of a double whammy. I feel that's a terrible situation. I've got three daughters, and I can't imagine having to go through that. I can't imagine what he's going through. And it's just, so my heart goes out to him and his family. And happy 4th of July, thanks.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward to being in the Wasilla Parade, and it's gonna be a real sacrifice if the sun's still shining then, because this is our hay weather, and hopefully we'll have enough of it rolled up to justify eating some of the mayor's hamburgers over there. Well, if there's no further comments or objections, we will adjourn. Thank you.